And I'm like, you are the sexiest man alive. And he's like, because I got you Popeyes? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, that really seems like a low bar. I'm like, have you seen your competition, asshole?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking.
I've met your exes.
Some of them are wonderful people. But none of them brought me Popeyes. So.
Low your bar. Low
yeah.
Your bar.
But yeah, no, it doesn't take much for me. It really doesn't.
Greetings, Afropossy, and buckle up for the sex. It's the Afropo of Another Podcast.
With your host,
Salsa!
James!
And Jenna.
Yeah, wow. It doesn't take Jenna much, but no. When it comes to booze, it doesn't take me much either, so what are we drinking?
Hell yeah. But I know how I'm drinking.
And that is?
Maiden Rock, Winery and Cidery, Honey Crisp, Hard.
Whoa. Mm. Natural, semi-dry, hard apple cider.
Like the apple that is its namesake, Honeycrisp Hard Apple Cider is distinctive, snappy, and sassy. It tickles the palate with a crescendo of subtle flavors and a crisp, lingering finish.
It does have a crisp, lingering finish.
They misspelled crescendo.
Yeah. Yeah, it's supposed to have a C with the S? Yeah.
I just glanced at it and went, that's not how crescendo.
Not at all. Yeah.
Whoops.
Yep.
Actually, this dovetails into something that happened to me over the weekend.
Oh, sweet sick.
So, Joe and I went to Origami Sushi for a date night. We hadn't been out to sushi in fucking months. Mm-hmm. And before we headed out, Joe may have fallen asleep about 4 o'clock. Little nappy nap.
Yeah.
Sometimes he gets a little tuckered out and he needs nappy nap.
Same. Yeah.
Also, yes. But it's fun when I mock him for it. So like I looked up on Google like when the hours of operation were for Origami Sushi. And I noted that the name had changed slightly. But
it was now Oregano Sushi.
Yes. Origami Tiger Sushi and Thai. I'm like, alright, that's interesting.
Okay.
It's very generically Asian of them. So
sushi and Thai.
Joe had plenty to say. My Chinese boyfriend was like, what? You couldn't just throw a couple of egg rolls on the menu?
God
what
damn.
The hell? Anyway. So I had looked it up and it said they were open until 1. And I was like, okay, Joe can have a nap. It's not going to affect our plans. I don't need to poke at him. But after a while, like, so he napped for like an hour and then I kept poked at him. And I was like, hey, baby. Because if I had tried beforehand, it wouldn't have worked. Unless I was like, oh, we need to get to sushi now.
That works for me every time.
That would have worked.
It's actually working on me right now.
Right. I was halfway to the door.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was like, hey, baby, sushi. If we still wanted to do sushi, we should start having that conversation. He was like, oh, we should get going because they close at 9. And I was like, no, they close at 1. It was like, the website said 9. And I was like, the website said 1. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm not. So he pulled up the Origami Sushi website, and I pulled up the Origami Sushi website, and they were two different websites.
Whoa.
Yeah, one of them was like Origami MN, and the other one was like Origami Tiger MN.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And which one of you had the wrong one?
Joe did. It would have been the right one like a few months ago, but.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Before they merged with Tiger.
Right, exactly. Which is, honestly, I kind of think that is what happened. He tried calling the phone number off of his website to verify the time, and, like, he got this number no longer exists, and I was like,
sure.
All right, I'm betting mine's the right one, but let's just call and verify.
Weird. So they got a new URL and a new website, but didn't pull the old one down?
Apparently.
Whoops.
This is only
either
the beginning.
It was a broken DNS thing.
Oh, this is only the beginning of our journey, friends.
Oh,
this continues. So it was like, okay, well, you know, and like I had called, and they're like, yeah, we're doing this new sushi and Thai food concept thing, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I get real concerned when somebody uses the word concept and it's not around French food.
Yeah.
Like, all right. I was like, do you still have sushi? He's like, yep. I'm like, do you have sake? He's like, yep. I'm like, good enough for me.
Great.
You have met the minimum requirements.
You were very excited for all of your Thai food, like, concept whatever stuff. But 2 points. Number one, I want sushi.
Yeah.
Number two, Thai food is actively trying to kill me.
Yeah.
I am allergic to so much in Thai food.
Yeah.
If it doesn't have peanuts, it has coconut. And if it doesn't have coconut, it has peanuts. Like,
mm-hmm.
I just can't eat Thai food.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, he's, like, trying to sell me on this new thing. And I'm like, I'm not even in the door yet, motherfucker. So we walk over, and
it was... just want fish and rice and booze. That's it.
That's it. That's all
fish
I wanted.
And rice. And fish and rice and booze. And fish and rice. And fish and rice and booze.
So anyway, Joe and I walk over, and it was oppressively hot. We chose poorly. We debated driving. It's not a... bad walk in general.
No, it's just been hot
but
and
it
wet.
Was like walking through hot, wet soup.
Yep.
Yeah, like stepping into a human mouth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just everything
so
is
bad.
Grossly humid
so
and
so we finally
hot.
Walk up to Origami Tiger Sushi and Thai concept restaurant bar fucking whatever it is. The first difference that we noted is that on their patio area, they had hookahs. And I was like...
Okay.
This isn't a fusion. This is a fucking...
It's a conglomerate.
It's a wop fission.
Yeah, it's a fission restaurant.
Yeah, I was like...
They're having a fucking meltdown.
And I don't remember at what point in the evening Joe came up with this. He's like, so it's just... Asian? Like, it's like these groups have nothing in common with each other. I feel like a white dude came in and went, well, this is from Asia, this is from Asia, this is from Asia. Let's just throw it all together.
This is my satay curry sambusa sushi burrito.
God.
I mean, the thing is
one of us is having an aneurysm.
Like, all the things were from somewhere in Asia.
Sure.
So they got that part right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's hookahs out on the outside patio area now. And I'm like, that's interesting. Mm. All right. And we walk in the doors. And it is chaos. There's a bunch of people at the bar. One of them is near passed out. There's nobody at the front door to greet us like they used to have. They moved the station over to the kind of, it does kind of an L thing when you walk in the door, and so they moved it to the end of the L.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, what the, and there was like loud music happening. I'm like,
ugh.
What the, like music with a beat?
Okay.
Yep.
Like,
it was African music. It was really weird.
No, I don't even, like, I think it was just pop music, honestly. Okay.
Mongolian throat singing to just give you the full fucking tour.
Okay, I would have appreciated that.
Yeah.
Little K-pop mixed in there.
Yeah, no, that something like that. Like, I'm like, what the hell is going on? And the bartender was like, hey, you want a seat at the bar? I was like, sushi? I'm just like, dude... Am I in the right place?
I just want fish and rice and booze.
Am I in the right place? He's like, go over there. They'll get you seated. I'm like, okay.
Oh, good.
So our first person came up to us.
Oh, no.
And was like, hey, how can we help you? It's like, we would like to sit at the sushi bar if you still have one. and he was like, yeah, right. And, like, just mumbled. And then he went to get us seated, and he would start things with clarity and end every sentence.
Oh, no.
You were being seated by Boomhauer from King of the Hill, and...
Yes. And he seemed very pleasant and very nice for the first half of every sentence.
God damn it.
It's like he just couldn't keep it up.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, every guy has that problem sometimes.
Sometimes.
So I don't want to be super judgy, but... Anyway, so we get to the sushi bar, we get seated, and he gives us the menus, and he walks off, like, and, you know, it was like, a couple of waters did eventually just show up, so that was cool, but he just, you know, kind of walked off, and was like, all right, and then the chef was, behind the bar, and he was like, how you guys doing? I'm like, I can barely hear you over this music.
Yeah.
And a whole part of the experience of going to a sushi bar is to watch them make the food and have conversation with the sushi chef.
Sure.
And have it be calm and relaxing.
Yeah. And they kept messing with the music, too. So, like, sometimes it would be louder, and sometimes it would be quieter. It was like, just pick a fucking volume so I know where I'm at in life, guys. Yeah. Could you just do the thing?
Just go in there with some ear protection, like the over-the-ear shooting range.
So, I'm like, the guy behind the counter seemed nice enough.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And he's like, let me know what you want. And I was like, cool. And we're looking over the menu, and there are so many typos on this menu. Which is what reminded me. Bringing it back.
Okay.
The first part was, Joe was like, is that an alternate spelling for sashimi? It was S-A-S-A-M-I.
Sesame.
Sasami.
Open sesame.
And I was like, I don't know. It's not one I've ever seen, but there's always the possibility.
Yeah.
And then scallops was listed twice.
And but one of them was the green onion kind?
Yeah, sure. And just like
very good.
So many different things were just off by like, but it was this fully laminated menu.
Oh,
like it was laminated, and I'm like,
lunch at Sushi Trainwreck.
It sounds like this was a rush job.
So then our second server came up to us.
God.
Out of how many, you'll find out.
Oh no, we had dinner at Wimbledon,
and the second server came in. Intense as fuck. He was hot on this shit. He was like, hey, welcome. Have you been here before? Yes, doesn't matter. Look, we're doing a concept thing. We're doing sushi. We're doing Thai. Let me point out a bunch of different things on the menu.
Don't want it.
And I was just like, I just want to order a drink.
I just want fish and rice and bones.
I was like, so fucking intense.
Yeah, fuck.
Like, he took our drink orders and walked away. And I looked at Joe, and Joe was like, that was intense for me.
Oh, shit.
Like, this guy shit. Joe was like, what just happened? I'm like, this is what it's like living with you, and I need you to you need to know, this is my life, baby, so welcome to my world.
he's just not used to... This is like me working with people who are taller than me.
Right. Exactly.
It's weird.
Mm. So anyway, Crazy Man shows up, takes our drink orders, and leaves. And then, you know, we try to have a conversation with the sushi chef.
Oh, God.
And that just doesn't work well. So we just have a conversation with ourselves. And then our third server shows up to come take our drink orders. And she was lovely.
Sure.
She was a little quiet, but she was definitely attentive and, you know, like, whatever.
In demeanor or compared to the music?
Yes, actually.
Oh, good. All right.
But but she was like, can I get you guys started on some drinks? And I was like, that guy already got it, and I don't even know what happened to the first guy. Is he okay? I haven't seen him.
Or I should say, since I don't know what happened to the first guy.
So, like... and she's like, oh, he's got you all right, and then just walks off. And I'm like...
Oh, fuck.
All right.
That...
Great. Like, she seemed pleasant, but just sure. Like, oh, well, then this isn't what I should be doing right
nobody
now.
Nobody has any fucking clue what they're doing.
Oh, my God.
Huh.
It was so ridiculous. So,
maybe this is the concept of the restaurant.
I was about to say, is the concept confusion?
Yeah.
So anyway, we eventually get to order our foods. And, like, here's the thing. So, at first, the server had said, server number two, Intense Guy of Doom, had said that we should only order through him everything. The sushi, the drinks, the whatnot.
Okay.
And then the sushi chef was like, you can order your sushi through me. And I'm like, I don't know what's happening here. I'm just going to say random things into the air and hope that fish
magically
clearly
shows up in front of me.
They don't
fucking
appear.
Yeah. Yeah, this is short form improv, the restaurant. Fuck.
So then...
New choice.
We do end up ordering the first round through Intense
in the name
Guy
of
Doom. And we had also told the sushi chef what it was that we wanted.
Oh, okay.
So everybody was on the same page because I will just over-communicate if I think there's a chance for miscommunication.
Sure.
Yeah. And... We find out the sushi chef isn't the regular sushi chef. The regular sushi chef had to go make a specific kind of sauce of some sort and had to go back to their area kitchen for something.
Okay.
The guy behind the counter is actually the owner.
Oh.
And Joe and I have been relatively quietly bad-mouthing everything that was happening to us during this experience. And I honestly do not know if that guy could hear us or not, because the music was fucking blaring and I couldn't hear a thing he was saying. Yeah.
Also, if he could hear, he probably needed to hear it.
Oh, right. That too.
Like, I feel bad, but I also don't feel bad. You know what I mean? Right?
The backup, as the owner of the restaurant, he was used to backing up the regular sushi chef. So he was the sushi chef.
So anyway, this guy starts telling us about how usually his wife is there to help with some of this stuff if the sushi chef has to be gone.
Yeah.
So she would actually be the sushi chef.
She chef.
Oh, shit. The sushi chef.
I'm so fucking happy about this.
She sushi.
Yep. Yep. And their lawyer is the sushi.
Yes, yes. Good.
So, not too much.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah,
blah. That was the line. That was the
line, Salsa. So anyway, we got our rolls. We started with some rolls.
Great.
And then we also ordered some nigiri because Joe needs to have rice.
Yeah.
I think it's a part of his Chinese heritage. Like, he just has to have
I think
rice.
You mean the nagiriri.
Oh, God.
Careful, it'll repeat on you.
So, anyway. So we order the sushi from the guy, but then we also tell the... Like, we were seriously just telling... We finished our rolls. So, like, we started with the two rolls and then continued on for the second course of just...
Belligerently.
Food.
Sure, yeah.
We finished our rolls. Joe went outside to have a cigarette, came back in, our drinks showed up.
Huh.
The ones that we had ordered before we ordered the rolls.
Yep. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. At the beginning of the adventure.
Right.
Yeah.
So the drink showed up, and then suddenly our sushi was there, and we're like, okay, well, at least it's all here.
Except, we got there eventually.
Yeah.
Huh.
Except that we were missing something that they had called tiger balls.
Okay.
Which is really just salmon nigiri with seaweed.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. But we had ordered them because we're like, tiger balls.
Yeah. How sure. can you not?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you have to.
Right. So that wasn't there. And we usually do a couple of rounds. So then for the next round, we were like, hey, can we get those tiger balls with this round? And also, one or two other items. We always end with, tamago.
Mm-hmm. I do as
it's
well.
It's dessert.
Delicious. Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. so completely. Good. And yeah, so all of that happened, and then we got the bill, and they had double charged us for the tiger balls.
Of course they did.
And there were some other questions. During the second part of this, Joe was like, I really feel like they need a front of house supervisor. Should I ask them if they need a front of house supervisor? Like, they don't have any Chinese representation here. They could.
It sounds like they have no organization
right.
whatsoever.
Like, yeah. Joe was like, I bet I could actually turn this into some kind of functioning something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, this half of the restaurant is a Mongolian grill.
Yeah, they desperately need a manager of some sort.
A front of house supervisor. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if their owner manager. Wasn't making sushi at that point, maybe he could have organized things.
The third half of the restaurant is...
But, yeah, so that's why you have a front of house person or somebody that's under you if you're the owner that needs to step in and take care of things. Sometimes
exactly.
you have somebody else that can step in and take care of the other things that you would be taking care of.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
So, when we got this bill... and it was wrong.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? I'm going to go outside and have a cigarette. And I'll let you take care of the bill. And if you want to discuss possible job opportunities here, have at whatever.
Yeah.
And so Joe got the bill figured out. And he comes out and was like, so how was that? And he's like, so you know our very intense server? He is the front of house supervisor. Uh-huh.
But...
right.
Oh, God. This is like watching a mushroom cloud in the distance and realizing that it's a lot closer than you expected.
Yeah, it was not... I was just like, oh.
He needs to not have a job in there.
Not that job.
No.
Hey, look, dishes need to be cleaned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Intensely cleaned. That was my date night with Joe.
Supervising some Coke rails. Yeah.
For the past few years, I've gone to Origami Sushi for my birthday sushi thing.
Sure.
I don't think that's happening this year.
That's done.
I don't know. No, we'll go to like Kiachi or somewhere else.
But what if you want Tiger Thai?
No.
What if you want balls in your
sake? I also have an intense customer service.
So not
nearly as interesting as yours, but I will say right now, if anybody needs to purchase like microphones or speakers or anything like that, if at all humanly possible, don't go to Sweetwater.
Fair.
Because their customer service is clingy as fuck.
Did they need some validation?
They really do.
Did they have a difficult relationship with their parents?
I bought a lavalier microphone from them years ago, and like because I needed a mic pack for Fest, and I bought it, and immediately was just like, this guy was like, we're best buds now.
Became your sales rep.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, no.
So would like. Write me emails all the fucking, like,
hey,
at least
buddy,
once a week. Just like, let's talk about your next steps.
You miss
just
me?
Like, no, I'm
there.
I,
are no
I,
next
I
steps.
Bought a microphone.
Yeah, I got the thing I needed.
Yep. So yeah. I.
And if I need a replacement a week out, then you fucked up.
Yeah. So, but I bought that years ago.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It died because it goes out to Fest, and Fest is brutal.
Bad
on
yeah.
those. And
including
so I was
us.
Like, I need yeah. a new mic pack. So I did found a bunch online, looked around, and found one on Sweetwater that was reasonably priced. Mm-hmm. It's currently back ordered to the end of the month.
Ah.
Not a problem.
Not the worst.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
They've got a little button. Notify me when we're restocked. I was like, cool. I'll hit the notify button thinking I'm going to get automatically added to this little spreadsheet.
Ooh.
And when stocks go back up, this automatic notification will come out and say, we're restocked. Do you want to order buy this thing? And I was like, cool. Hit this button. And like 5 minutes later, I had an email from a guy who was like, hi, I'm Chad. I'm going to be your personal shopping assistant. You know, I see you on. You want me to put you in on this for, you know, reserve your spot? I'll get your credit card information. It was just like, no, too strong. Too strong.
Well, yeah.
Too fucking strong.
I'm pulling up to your house right now. We're going to go on a road trip
exactly.
to see if we can find one in Kansas.
Get in, losers. We're going shopping. But yeah, it was like, so this is twice I've interacted with this website already, and
yeah.
both times they were just like, coming on real strong.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, dude.
The whole point of a website is that it exists over there nebulously
yeah.
and doesn't
mm-hmm.
attack me.
Yeah.
Like, no, I've already gotten two emails from him, and it was like last week. And the first one was like, do you want me to do this thing for you? And the second one was like, hey, I haven't heard back from you. And blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you haven't heard back from me because I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, fuck. Yeah, I will. And yeah, it's not just the personal emails from your personal shopper, but also suddenly you're on their mailing lists.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't. I bought one thing. I bought one. Why is it so many fucking websites and places like that are just like, you buy one thing and they're like, we're friends for life now. Just
sign them up for CatFacts.
I bought a house.
Uh-huh.
I bought a house.
Yeah.
And suddenly I was getting invited to open houses for the retailer, for the like
yeah.
home retail.
Yeah.
And it was just like,
the
real estate, that's
one.
The word. It's just like,
yeah.
I don't
need to talk to you ever again.
No.
I have done the thing. I'm going to buy a house in my lifetime. In 40 years, I will sell it and move into an old folks home. But that's it. We're done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're done. I don't need to go to your...
It's not you, it's me. I just need more space. That space
from
being
you.
The house that I already bought.
Yeah. Transaction closed.
Yeah.
Like, this is not a consumable good that I'm going to go through with in 6 months. I'm going to need another one.
We're
I'm
still
done.
Eating our way through the last one.
I'm done.
Yeah.
No, I don't...
We cut it in half and froze it. Yeah. Jesus, guys. Yeah.
But like so many, and I don't want to install your app.
Yeah.
I don't want to get on your mailing list. No, I bought a thing cuz I needed a thing and now we're done.
I have worked for people like that and it is an absolute fucking nightmare.
Mm.
Yeah. They did what I call sharking, which is cuz it was a mall situation. They did not stop moving.
Sure.
Like, the idea is if they stop moving, they can't breathe.
They die. Yeah.
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 So they're just, like, constantly making circles of the store. And, like, everyone who passes, they're like, hey, those are great shoes. They should take you over here. Hey, that's a great phone. You need a thing for it. Hey, that's, you know... Oh, I see you bought nachos. I'll be glad to share them with you. Hey, what's the weather like outside? And that was their
go
thing.
The
they were
fuck
like,
away.
They were like,
oh,
yeah, you just need to engage every person
mm-hmm.
who walks by. And after, because they would visit for like a day or two, and then they would
leave.
Claim success because
yeah.
the sales went up and then they would leave and then we would have an absolute fucking dead spot for the next week and a half because everyone was
avoiding
that
place. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Oh,
that's, yeah. Dial it back. Dial it back yeah. just a lot. Dial it back a lot.
Oh, mm-hmm. God.
Yeah. Turns out some people just want to be left alone.
I mean, I did... I had an interaction. I can't... I'm getting... It's one of those memories that I've got vague recollections of, where somebody was basically like, hey, how you doing? And I was like, you know, keeping in there. Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, do you want to talk or do you want me to leave you alone? Kind of a thing. And it was like, well, now that you've given me the option, let's have a conversation. Sure. What are you selling, friend? Thank you for that respect. Like, it was just very...
Not coming on too strong. Yeah.
Like, this person, not knowing if I wanted to chit-chat or not, and I probably didn't know if I did either, just straight up asked.
Yeah.
Just asked. And it was like, I appreciate that. And I feel like even if my answer had been, no, I'm good to browse on my own, I still would have appreciated the fact that she fucking asked.
Yeah.
You know?
Completely. Hear, hear. Other than that, got out to the Minnesota Renaissance Festival site and started doing some cleanup. Because it needs some cleanup.
Yeah.
If you leave a thing alone for 10 months, it needs cleanup later on?
Well, I inherited the shack backstage. So the act that used to be on that stage, the Robin Hood Show, been on that stage for... You know, a decade plus at this point.
Over, I think.
The newest iteration, I think, is about a little over a decade, I think.
Yeah.
But anyway, they had the shack backstage, and they retired last year, so they're done. And Nelly, they were done. Because they just walked away. Like, there was... I went and looked in that, and I figured they had taken all their personal stuff and then left, you know, some trash or something like that.
Sure.
No, there was, like, their stuff, like costume bits.
They so you're like just, an archaeologist of the Robin Hood show.
There was a pair of Crocs in there. There was a microwave in there.
Wow.
There was just, like... All sorts of costume bits. There was a hat. There was a belt. Things like that. They were just like, they walked the fuck away. They were done.
Yeah.
They hit closing cannon the last day. They were like, do I need these boots? Nope.
I don't love these. Wow. All right.
Yeah.
No. Well, all right then. Did you message him to be like, hey,
I did. I messaged,
hey guys,
I messaged them.
Do you want?
I messaged them, and the one guy, or the, one of them was like, yeah, the other guy did the clean out, you know, talked to him. And I was like, cool. I messaged the other guy, and he was like, well, I thought I did a pretty good job of cleaning it out. I was like,
oh, sweet pea.
Oh, this is, which frat do you belong to?
Your wife does the cleaning in your house.
Oh, no. I'm single. Oh no!
Yeah, no. It was. There was a lot of stuff just left.
Funny. Oh no.
So.
Yeah.
And again, I don't blame them at all.
No.
They've been doing this for a long fucking time. They were done. They were done.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's not my problem anymore. So. But yeah, did some clean out, got the kids out there, do a lot of sweeping and stuff. And,
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Making it look all nice and comfy.
I loved doing that kind of stuff when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Mine
don't.
Well,
they've been doing this since they were born.
Your kids are a bit more plugged into what the world is like, and they're like, I see what's happening here.
Yeah. The whole
children are definitely smarter than me. I don't mean when I was a child. Yeah. I mean now.
The whole fest thing is they're already over it. You know what I mean? Not over it. They still love it. But like the new car smell of Fest is just like,
worn off.
Oh, it's just that thing we do.
Yeah.
You're making me clean. This isn't an adventure. We're going to clean out a new thing. This is last year's Christmas gift. Yes, this is Fest. So.
Yeah, I mean, Jess has stopped for a bit and then started again when she decided. But yeah, she definitely had a point. I think she was like 8 or something. She's like, no, I'm good. I'm like, aw. And then a few years later, she was like, I want to do Fest again. I'm like, yay!
Yeah. No, again, they still love the performing aspect and the people and the crowds. And the, like that part of it they love. But the whole, like, we're going to go out and get set up. They're just like...
Well, that sounds exhausting.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ride my bike.
I don't want to go clean. What do you mean?
What am I saving it for, Father? What am I... I only get one childhood, and you're stealing it away from me to make me a tiny adult that you approve of. How dare you?
Yeah.
Anyway.
James, what the fuck have you been
up to? Oh, my God. So fucking much. So, the thing that happened during this last week was that I saw a production of A Midsummer Night's Dream performed hastily. There is a company that does performances. They call themselves Bard Shakes.
Okay.
And they perform Shakespeare at bars. And they have one rehearsal for whatever show they're doing. And that is it. And the objectives that they have, other than just getting through the fucking show, and there is right. audibly a prompter if they drop a line, which is
sure.
fantastic.
Yeah.
It means that the audience is definitely more invested in when they get it right.
Yeah.
And just cheers for them when they get through a difficult part.
Sure.
But then they have a competition throughout the show to see who has the most tomfoolery. Who is either the most foolish Tom or Tom's the most fools, something like that is the way that they put it. And then also they have an award for clarity. And the audience votes afterward,
mm-hmm.
Both with slips of paper and with their dollars. And
like you do.
Then they award the actors for being full of nonsense. And or also having like really clear line reads, which is fucking fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell you that this was probably the best Midsummer Night's Dream I've ever seen in my life. It was madcap. It was hilarious.
Nice.
People were full of just like full of mayhem, goblin energy the entire time.
Sure.
Costume changes were usually like one article of clothing thrown off stage.
Right.
People accidentally bumping into each other. There was like, but it was so fucking good.
Just the most beautiful of chaoses.
Holy fuck. I was like, my sides ached from laughing and my nice. Hands were raw from applauding.
Nice.
It was amazing.
Nice.
They only perform each show once.
Ah.
Well, otherwise I would recommend it to you.
But the thing, you would have to, because yeah. otherwise it would be another rehearsal.
It would be rehearsed, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Right.
So they did that whole thing, and I don't know what their next production is going to be, but I guess it's in the fall.
What do they do when they get through the gamut of plays?
Well, they said that they had performed this with different actors 6 years ago.
Okay.
So I guess they do revisit plays eventually.
Hmm.
But the idea is that they don't have a catalog of plays that they know.
Okay.
Is the important thing. And I don't know what the next one's going to be, but okay. I know I want to see it.
Can you get on their mailing list?
There is
a
website.
A mailing list.
If you
that
ask
you
the
would
guy at Sweetwater,
them?
He might be able
oh,
to help
Jesus
you.
Right. Fucking Christ! Yeah,
I was about. Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe they'll be more intense.
There's
about
Bard
it.
Tales.
Bard Shakes.
Bard Shakes.
Yeah, Bard Shakes. And they so there were lights on that portion of the bar just above the stage, and there was a visible light switch on the wall. Mm. And so when they got to the play within a play and someone was portraying the moon with yep. a flashlight, you couldn't see the fucking flashlight. And so they just calmly walked over and turned the lights off over the stage. And then you could see the flashlight and the crowd went nuts. It was amazing.
This lantern yeah. doth the horned moon present. Myself, the
yes.
man in the moon, doth seem to be.
And this is, and so our friend from the Stage
I
Combat,
Bard Shakes. Surprise.
Four simple rules. Number one, serious actors. Number two, no director. Number three, one rehearsal. Number four, in a bar.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
And so our friend from the fight community, our fight family, Mason.
Oh, sure.
Portrayed two characters, one of the Fae folk, and also
Not
one,
Bottom?
No. No, and I thought he was going to be Puck. No.
Mm.
But their Puck was so good.
No, I could so see good. Mason chewing up a bottom, though.
But the
wait, hold on, yeah. That sounded wrong.
Yeah,
let me rephrase.
Yeah,
I could see Mason really exuding really the character of
getting into
getting into the bottom.
Yeah, yes. The bottom role. Yeah,
yeah.
He just strikes me as a bottom.
exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, good. All right. But the he did a fucking amazing job. His physical comedy is,
I believe that intense entirely
and yeah, immaculate. But yeah, the at some point when they did the moon and my dog, right?
Yeah.
Someone just like
and this
shoves
dog
him out
is
there.
My dog.
And he's the stage tech for this play within a play. Mm-hmm. So he's got a length of extension cord wrapped around him, and someone like unwinds it and makes it into like a quick leash for the dog.
Oh, nice.
And like it's oh my god.
Oh,
there were
fantastic.
So many bits. The whole fucking thing. It was like pretty earnestly the best Midsummer Night's Dream I've ever seen. And if I think back to what all of my theater professors have told me about Shakespeare performances as they were happening, this is probably pretty fucking close.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably
to their level of nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
God, it was so good. It was amazing. But the person that they did have playing Bottom the Weaver was like a taller, broader shouldered dude, really robustious and
sure.
Then to transform him into a donkey, they had this amazing like donkey puppet head that just went on his hand, and then they put a cap over his hair.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And then people would talk to the donkey head, but you could still see the actor. It was, oh, fuck, it was so good.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, wholeheartedly recommend, go see their next thing. They deserve your respect and time. So, that was one of the things. And then the other thing is that I did a Ville show.
I don't believe you.
It was the...
Never heard of it.
Choose Your Own Adventureville show, and the host, young Eric, had created a... Instead of having you choose a page, he would have you choose between words based on a little story that he started. So mine was, you walk into a dusty old bedroom. It looks like this bedroom hasn't seen any action since, well, at least as long as yours. And,
sure.
You know, so it started out very, like, not quite family-friendly, but very basic stories, and then it got increasingly filthy until the final people were, you're exploring an old dildo factory. You see motion out of the corner of your eye, and you're not sure if it's this or the a bat or a ghost of a dildo past or something. Like, it was amazing. Mm-hmm. But we would choose a word written on an envelope that would lead to the next thing, and that was how the games were decided.
Okay.
And the final group ended up not... The choice that they made was both. And...
Okay.
So the two games
like,
got
like, did they put
overlapped.
Their finger in one page as they went back to do...
Basically. But they... yeah, it was like, do you go to the hot tub with candy or do you go to the shower with Sandra or something like that? And then he was like,
"Man, I love candy.
I don't know what I'm gonna do." And he was like, "Well, you could go with both of them to a third location." And then, let's do that. Let's do that thing. So both envelopes were opened, and then those two improv games got combined in a way that I have never seen happen before.
Which two games were they?
It was Whose Line, where they're given strips of paper that become lines of dialogue for them at random. And then the other one was Instant Soap Opera.
Okay.
Oh,
so
Jesus.
It was Whose nice. Instant Soap Opera line. So it's the physical comedy of soap opera and the over-dramatic acting combined
with that random line that gets put
just,
in your mouth.
Yes. I thought I told you, Henrietta, that my grandfather was a cricket. Yeah, just whatever the thing.
Yeah,
sure.
It was a scream.
Yeah.
fucking great. I had a blast. And then went immediately from that Saturday to a Sunday of doing a four-hour gaming session for family, leading them through a one-shot that I wrote a long time ago.
Nice.
And had never gotten through. And this time, I just set a timer, because they're either getting the good ending, or they're getting the you-didn't-finish-in-time ending.
Yeah.
Sure.
And they made it with a minute 30-something to spare, and defeated the evil wizard and got their hilarious ending.
Nice.
And I had so much fun. But it was what a fucking spectacular time. And then after doing that for 4 hours, I was exhausted.
I believe it.
Like, just brain dead.
Sure.
I've recently learned that some people get on flights and that...
Well, not recently, they don't.
Well, not very recently. That getting on a flight and not using any entertainment, but just, like, staring into the ceiling or the seat in front of you has been referred to as raw dogging.
Yeah, it's this new thing that people are doing.
Raw dogging the flight.
For some fucking reason.
Yeah.
I mean,
And scientists don't recommend it.
No, it's stupid.
But some people just get on the flight and they just shut off in their seat. They just...
No books, no music, no movies, no nap.
Okay, so I've only flown twice.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't fully understand airplane culture. So maybe I'm like, that's something that I would do on a Greyhound, though. Maybe not the entire trip, but I mean,
but you'd, like, look out the window?
Sure.
Or you would draw something or play a game on your phone? Or
maybe.
They're not eating the little snack cookies that are handed out.
Now, hold on a goddamn fucking minute.
They're
you got to eat the cookies.
Drinks.
Yep.
They're not...
Not looking out the window.
They're not doing any of that shit. They are just existing... Sometimes for hours.
Yep.
Like, and I guess that doesn't seem that weird to me.
It's weird because there's no reason to.
There's that. But also,
they're doing this purely because it's an achievement.
I would do it if I wanted to, you know, like, think a bunch of things through, meditate on some shit in my life or whatever. Like,
maybe that's what they're doing. But
yeah,
people are finding it. Like, when I first heard it, I was like, oh, I don't think I would want that. Kay. I wasn't like, they're wrong. But I was like, I don't think I would like that.
That's
I like
not
to watch.
For me.
I like to watch out the window. I like to listen to music. I like to read a book.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't sound like my kind of good time.
Sure.
On Sunday, it definitely was. I did not get on a flight, but I did just sit down.
Zone the fuck out.
And not think about anything. I just, like, I don't want to say that I raw dogged it, but I did just sit down in the beanbag in the front of my house and just shut off and just let my brain not do anything.
And I think there is something actually very healthy to letting your brain just have its time to wander through whatever the fuck it's going to wander through.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So.
Yeah. The idea of doing that on a flight is still, I don't think that's my thing, unless I'm trying to, like, craft a stand-up set or something. Then, because I've done that in a car. Like, I've been driving, like, and I've just, like, gone over whatever my jokes are going to be.
But when even when you're driving, you're still engaging with the road.
Yeah.
We're driving. But, like, as a passenger, like, I might be looking out the window, but I'm not really looking at anything. I'm just letting my brain go.
Hmm.
So, Like, and I don't generally do that for an entire trip, but I'll definitely do it for a chunk of it.
I'm watching somebody on a little flying surfboard, do the, you know, like, ride the fences and the highway barriers and then, you know, like, do half pipe shit in the ditches.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've done that before, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do like a video game Mario running along and
just imagining
platforming.
Yeah.
I did that when I was younger.
But I used to date somebody whose dad was an over the road trucker, and he would do these like 15-20 hour drives, mm-hmm. no radio, just staring out the window, no distraction, but also no nothing.
Yeah.
And good on him. He knows what he likes.
Mm-hmm.
I've said multiple
times when I'm traveling to Renaissance festivals in South Dakota or Nebraska, it's just like, I could not be a long haul trucker. Nope. Don't do this well.
I might be able to. I just don't wanna.
Yeah.
Songs, games, audiobooks, podcasts.
Sure.
Music at the very least.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I do generally like having music on, but even sometimes then I'll just not pay attention to it or space out to whatever else.
Sure.
But I don't have to.
Yeah.
I don't have to have it on.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But yeah, I had to do that to decompress from everything.
I understand. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Well, speaking of, should we take a break?
I think that's a stellar idea, and I wholeheartedly endorse it.
I'll allow it.
Oh, thank you. Your magnanimousness.
About time you figured it out. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com. That sounds vaguely racist.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, Joe found it funny.
I was...
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
And I'm Jenna.
Quick.
And I have a very Asian boyfriend who likes making fun of his being Asian or
that's
other
okay,
Asian
things. It's time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Oh, Jay, poor Jay.
Oh, no.
Where is Salsa going to cut that one? I wonder.
Oh, God.
But it is time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from... the irreplaceable Stephen Senpai. Or is it?
Or is it? I don't trust anyone anymore.
No.
Destruction.
Yeah.
Trust is gone.
Yeah.
All right.
The trust is gone.
Opening thoughts.
The trust is gone.
Opening thoughts. Hey, Senpai, what you been up to? I'm glad you asked. Saturday was my 16th anniversary with Mrs. Senpai.
Aww.
Congratulations.
Aww.
We hired a babysitter for Kauai and went out for a really nice dinner at La Groya. La Grola?
La Qua.
La Groya. La Heef. It's La Jolla. That's what it is. Oh. An Italian place on Selby that we hadn't been to before.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then it's La Jolla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lately, I've been playing a game called Islands of Insight, a first-person exploration and puzzle-solving game where you traverse a group of floating islands and solve a myriad of logic puzzles, hidden objects, and forced perspective secrets. Highly recommend.
Fucking it awesome.
Sounds like a Myst
or
Riven. I'm
adding it to my wish list.
Saying,
that sounds like a game I want to play.
Yeah. Mm.
I feel like Stefan's actually recommended this to me before.
It's entirely possible.
Or told me about it before.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a Mr. Riven spiritual successor, maybe. Also, Kawhi turns 2 in 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
not okay.
Oh, no. We just entered the no phase.
Sweetie.
Which has been a process to adapt to.
Oh.
He's also begun screaming when he's upset or overwhelmed, so that's been fun. I do not miss those days. I will admit.
Can I give a parenting tip nobody asked for?
Please do.
During this phase, it's always best to make them feel like they have choices, but you give them choices that you're okay with both outcomes for.
Yep.
Because really, the whole no thing is just them trying to understand how they can control the world around them.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Give them the illusion of control.
Would you like orange juice or applesauce? Or apple juice. Would you like peanut butter sandwich or, I don't know, whatever other kind of sandwich?
Jelly.
Do you want mac and cheese or SpaghettiOs? And those are like, obviously.
Do you want quiet playtime or nap time?
There you go. Mm-hmm. Honestly, though, especially at that age, sometimes they're just not going to nap and you're like, fucking what now? Do you want to wear these pants or these pants? Like, picking out outfits. Between things that you find acceptable for them to wear.
Yep.
Even if it's two different pairs of jeans, they still want to feel like they have that choice.
Yeah. And when it's like bedtime, don't do the it's time for bed. Do which story do you want?
Yep.
Because now you've implicitly said that it's happening.
Yeah.
But there's a choice that they get to choose from.
Yeah.
So.
I don't have children.
That's okay. We do this to you all the time.
We really do, actually.
I am aware. Yeah.
Hey, James, do you want Taco Bell or Popeyes for dinner? Fuck.
Uh-huh.
Hey, James.
Yeah.
Question number one. First or last?
Last. I hold the door for people. So I will sometimes end up getting fucking stuck at that door.
Okay, here's the fucking thing. I absolutely hate it when somebody holds the door for me and I'm like, no, I'm good, because maybe I'm just not going that way. Maybe I'm about to have a conversation. Maybe I'm about to do something else.
Sure.
Andy, dude, not you. You've never done this. But a dude will fucking insist... Ladies first, know you have to go through. I was at a fucking bus stop. And, like, this guy had been there longer. He was closer to the door. He would not board the bus until after I did.
No.
I...
Just fucking stand there and stare him down.
Well, I guess we're both late to work.
Yep.
Yeah. I just... Like, I don't... I... kind of get that maybe, you know, for some people it's just a kindness to offer. And an offer is appreciated.
Oh, sure.
But I don't have to.
Yeah.
And don't make me feel like I do. Don't put me in the position where I feel like I have to say yes to that.
Yeah.
Because that's not consensual and it pisses me off.
It reminds me of the people who used to call tech support and then they would insist... Before they let us hang up, they would insist that we say Merry Christmas. Not Happy Holidays, not have a good winter, not anything like, I said Merry Christmas, you need to say Merry Christmas back.
Mm. I won't.
I never got that, but I, even though I am a Christian, I'd be like, no. No, that's not okay.
I
will have a 5-minute conversation with you about why my Lord and Savior doesn't want that bullshit.
Yeah.
Come on, bring it.
I used to work at Walgreens years ago in another life at the photo counter.
Mm-hmm. My brother did that once too.
I
did have a person who wasn't going to leave until I said Merry Christmas, and I was just like, "Yep, okay." It was Merry Christmas. It was like Happy Holidays.
Mm-hmm. I've never had anybody do that to me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But now I want them to.
Yeah. They stood there for fucking ever, and I just went back to work.
One of the difficulties of that particular tech support job was that a lot of our livelihood, our promotions, our bonuses, our everything like that was based on customer service.
Yep. Mm.
And so, and also call turnover.
Mm-hmm.
So, not getting to the next customer and not doing what that customer said was a quick way to lose out on everything.
Yeah.
And so that person's an extra asshole.
Yep.
Right. Because they literally have you by the balls.
At that
point. Yeah.
Yep.
God, I want somebody to... Why does nobody ever do this stuff to me? Why is it always my friends
I literally had a guy refuse to get on the bus.
No, but so I mean the Merry Christmas thing.
I know, I'm just saying different things happen to you.
Different things happen to me. That's true.
I feel like this is one of those things where they're like, if you're in a large city where people get mugged, walk with confidence and purpose, and that you just... project confidence and purpose, so people are like, "You didn't say, have a good one."
I literally had a person say, "Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays," and it was just like, "No, it's Merry Christmas." I was like, "What about New Year's?" And they're like, "What about it?" And I was like,
"That's a holiday.
Happy New Year's.
Yeah,
the holidays.
Yeah,
both of them."
Yeah.
Yeah,
and they were just like, "Merry Christmas!" Like I'm including New Year's, and it was just
blessed Toyota-thon.
Yeah,
never had this.
Yeah.
Oh,
happy Boxing Day.
Yep.
Yeah.
People are douches. I like last. Here's why. If I am not sure if I'm going to like a portion of my meal, I want to get it out of the way. And save the best for last.
No,
I won't eat the best part first, and then maybe end on a sour note.
Yeah, I save all the marshmallows in my Lucky Charms.
That's weird.
Like I will.
No, that's not weird. I remember doing that as
first, and then the marshmallow second.
I mean, I don't eat Lucky Charms, but also why?
Because then I get like ton of fucking marshmallows.
Because then the sugar rush happens at the end.
Yeah.
I remove the marshmallows.
So that you're not vibrating while eating.
You remove the marshmallows?
Yes, because they're nothing but sugar.
Yeah.
I just don't eat Lucky Charms.
Also, I don't eat Lucky Charms. Yeah.
I am going to say first. There are a lot of times... door holding, not even necessarily included in this, but there are a lot of times where if I don't go first, nobody fucking goes. Mm. So I'll go first.
Mm-hmm. All right.
At parties, you had mentioned something on the podcast a very long time ago during a conversation. Where you were super annoyed about a party that you threw where somebody did not open a bunch of the food. That you had, like, bags of stuff and containers and things, and you were like, somebody... Like,
people
just didn't want to open closed things.
Stand there and stare at the food, willing it to open before they eat it.
And so now I've made a point of, like, if this is food that's set out on the table for the guests and it's closed, even if I'm not necessarily going to have that food, I'll sometimes open it just... to start that off.
Right.
I'm still choosing last. But thank you.
That's exactly what I mean by first. Like fucking
I'm also gonna go with last because I will finish that tray of cookies.
Oh my god.
I will have that last piece of cake.
I'm gonna let everybody take a little bit of meat and cheese, and then I'll just abscond with the platter.
No, it's
gonna be like a tornado in SimCity.
Yeah. That piece of cake was for the next guy, and I'm the next guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's fair.
But the last time that this happened, I didn't.
Then you don't get the fucking piece of cake. Should have shown up earlier. Question number two.
One or both?
Por qué no los both?
Both.
I'm Polly. Come on.
All right.
Question number three. Plan or wander? Oh, wander. 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 And I wander. I wander.
I have a plan when I go into a grocery store. It doesn't always last after first engagement with the enemy, but I do have a plan when going into a grocery store. I like to go in. I like to buy a thing. If there is an aisle where I think that there is something that I might want, I will check out that aisle. But I do not want to cover the whole store in a shopping trip.
If we're talking about a store, I want to get in and out in 8.7 seconds.
Yeah.
With the one item I went in to get.
Yeah. I'll end up with like an extra item, but...
Nope.
That's
not what I'm there for.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't even need to answer this one.
Yeah.
Like...
It's pretty self-evident.
Yeah.
Jen is going wander.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Not all who plan are lost.
Yes. Oh my God, I want that on a shirt.
You can do that.
I can do that. I need to write myself a little note here. Don't mind me. Yeah. Anyway, keep going.
Question number four. And or.
How are they spelled?
A-N-D.
Okay.
O-R.
Huh.
So, all right. Like a ramp door.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I am much more likely to do programming around the concept of and rather than the concept of or. I like to also this, as opposed to this or that.
I will also point out, both of these are capitalized.
O-R.
So I'm much more likely in programming logic.
Yeah, definitely. I find that a lot of what I do in decision making is offering people a different choice. So being the, like, okay, this is what you're asking for, and we can try to get that to you.
Or
this. Yeah. And I think, especially engineering, you will both very handily understand, is a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna go with or.
I'm gonna go with or as well, I think.
Huh.
Yeah. Question number five. Never or soon. Trademark. And that was in air quotes in case you didn't hear those.
Yeah.
Never or soon. Trademark.
Soon?
I think this is going to be talking to his 2-year-old.
Yeah.
And we'll do that soon.
Yeah.
Oh,
as opposed to never.
A set of parents that I know just tell their kid that it's closed today. Like, yeah. I wanna go visit, you know, this thing. Oh, they're closed today. Oh, can we go see Granddad? No, they're closed today. Actually, yeah. Oh. Yeah. It was easier than explaining death to a young child.
Sure.
Well, yeah. I suppose there's that.
They're closed every day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I did, I often gave the we'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
And I think It may have been a little detrimental. As a single parent, there wasn't always a lot I could do.
Oh, yeah.
And so I feel like maybe sometimes Jessica got her hopes up, and then I did not follow through on it because I couldn't.
Dashed them upon the rocks.
So I have, I don't know, I feel a little bad about that one, but I legitimately did want to, you know, be able to do things with my daughter, so.
I've got a little bit of a heavy thing that ends on a lighter note, and that is that I used to be in a relationship where somebody had me do all the financial planning and kind of logistics for how we were living, and she wanted a dog, and we were in a place that did not allow pets, and she wanted to smoke indoors, and we were in a place that did not fucking allow that, and the landlord visited often.
Yeah.
And so all of those things would have been a huge problem.
Right.
And also, I said, like, hey, we're planning on traveling. We need to save money. We're, like, let's...
Doing the financial planning.
Let's get a house with a fence and then get a dog. Right? Let's do that. Like, that's... that we can work up to that.
Mm-hmm. Then you can have a dog and you can smoke inside.
Yeah. And I... Yeah. That did not... go well, especially because, like, I was, instead of infantilizing somebody, I was being parentalized. I was being put in charge of all those things, and then I was the gatekeeper of saying, yes, we can, or no, we can't.
I have been in that position so many times, and it fucking sucks.
So, in my current relationship, my spouse...
One would say the healthier relationship.
Truly,
Again, like, a low bar.
Yeah. yes. Yeah.
But, and that's not a knock on your spouse. It's just, that was a low bar.
Truly.
Yeah. Both things can be correct.
Yeah. My spouse is continually surprised by
just the layers of trauma that gets healed.
That, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, they would ask, like, oh, let's go look at baby snakes. And I was like, that's how we end up with another snake. And they were like, yes.
That is the point.
I mean, oh no. And I was like, that's okay. I'm not your parent. You are an adult. You can make your own choices. If you think that's a good idea for us, if you think we have space and money and time, I trust your judgment.
Yep. You do you.
And they were like, well, of course it's not a good idea. So I guess we're not doing it. But also, like, way to poop on that. But just, like, comedically,
yeah.
But we did end up with space and time, and the money thing ended up not being a huge amount.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have a bearded dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is something that they've wanted to get for quite a while. And it is so much better.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much fucking better not to have somebody, like, putting you in the position of guarding something and then being upset with you when you're like, we can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm so much happier now, guys. It's just...
Okay. Not sure what that had to do with and/or, but we'll go with it.
The parental. No, we'll do it soon.
Never assume that's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah. We already had that.
Yeah.
Okay, Salsa?
No, I'm not.
You right?
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm off base 90% of the time.
No. Okay. It was actually Salsa.
Okay. All right.
No, it was never assumed. I still close enough.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just giving you shit, James.
We've met.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But anyway, I really like the soon memes.
Ooh, soon memes are very good.
Soon, I don't know what that is, but I do like the scariness of what you just said.
Usually there's something happening in the foreground.
Yeah, that's the word.
Yeah.
Usually there's something happening in the foreground, and in the background there's just somebody staring.
Yeah.
And it's got soon... It's like they don't see the person or anything.
There was
like
a time
that.
I'll kill them
eventually.
Come watch anime with Salsa 5 years ago, and before we left work for the day, I sent him a picture. There was a little cup of yogurt or something on a table, and then there was just the top of a spoon. look peering over, and the caption was spoon. Yeah, just ominously spoon. And he was like, "What is this?"
Oh, and I was like,
"Because it's like it's the thing." Like, and he's like, "I don't."
It was a picture.
I don't understand.
There was a cup of yogurt and a spoon that was labeled spoon.
Yeah.
Like, no shit.
I understand all of this, and I'm so happy right now.
And James is doing that whole, like, and I'm like, yes.
I don't know. Yeah?
Did the thing not think I know what a spoon is? What is...
This is like when I got Salsa the guess what chicken butt shirt, and he threw it away because he didn't know who it was from.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Also, it was stupid.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
So why would I want it?
Look, sometimes I give you things and it's not about you.
Anyway, we're going to move on now.
I even picked the blue one.
Wow.
Yeah.
First or last, in the summertime.
Summertime.
The living is easy. Do you put socks on when you first get dressed? No.
What?
Do you put socks on when you first get dressed in the morning, or wait until you need to put on shoes to leave the house?
That one.
And that one, and even then...
I don't put on pants until I need to leave the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do put on pants, but...
I do, too.
I mostly wear sandals in the summer anyway. I really don't wear socks a lot.
I wake up and put a kilt on, and that's what I wear for most of the day until I need to not be there.
I tried a thing, because someone was like, putting socks on your feet is like lubricating your legs to go in pants. It makes it so much easier. And I was like, one, how tight are your pants? Two, I guess I have to try this. For science, right? You gotta...
Sure.
And I fucking hate it. I will always put my socks on after my pants forever now.
Yeah.
I did not enjoy that experience. I tried it multiple times just to make sure I wasn't fucking it up. It's not good. It's not a good experience.
I guess I don't care.
What psycho needs to lube their... Never mind.
I don't know.
Okay.
But I thought I would try.
Yeah, no, I will not.
Wanna wear some socks so you can lube your... Nope, that's not working. It's just not working.
Yeah, no, I don't wear socks unless I fucking have to.
Honestly, if Joe's lubing his socks, it's probably a different situation.
I don't wear socks in the winter until I have to leave the house.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same.
I just don't like clothes.
Sometimes if my feet are cold, if I'm
going to take my shirt off.
If I'm indoor and my feet are cold.
Oh, God damn it.
That's better.
It's shirtless o'clock.
Oh, God damn it.
Better.
All right.
Question number
God
two.
God damn it.
One or both. Oh, a little chilly, aren't you, James?
Yeah.
One or both. If you wait until... if you wait until just before leaving...
Mm-hmm.
Do you put on one sock and then the shoe on the same foot, or do you put on both socks and then both shoes?
Both socks and then both shoes.
Again, what psycho is putting on one sock and one shoe?
It might be like a cultural thing.
Okay,
actually, here's the deal. If I'm putting on a specific type of boot,
yeah,
I might actually put a sock on and then while I'm there also do the boot.
Huh.
Just because I don't want to have to back and forth that shit.
I guess
so
I get
can
that.
See that.
Yeah.
I'm still way more likely to just put on socks and then put on some fucking shoes.
Yeah, sure.
But I can see that happening for specific scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
Boot related scenarios.
Yeah.
Still, not my go-to, not my first choice.
Socks are the lube of the boot.
God damn it, Joe.
Like,
do you need to lube your boots?
If I'm changing in, like, a truck stop bathroom than I will do the thing where you, like, stand on your shoe after you take it off.
Yeah.
And then I will definitely do it one at a time.
But I've definitely done that.
There's that.
But other than that,
That makes sense. That definitely makes a lot of sense. I have had to do that. Okay. Yeah.
Otherwise,
or like the middle of winter camping, something like that, where you don't want to step on the tent floor with a bare foot.
Something like that.
Yeah, I've definitely done that when I have to go biff in the middle of the night.
Sock boot.
And it's fucking final weekend. It's
otherwise, no.
Sock boot instead of sock, boot, boot.
All right.
But most of the time. I want to say 99% of the time.
Yeah, I'm going to say probably.
Sock, sock, boot, boot.
Sock, boot, boot.
Yeah. Question number 3, plan or wonder. If you're looking to try something new, say go out to eat somewhere fancier than Olive Garden, would you rather plan out where you go in advance or drive to an area that has nice restaurants and see what places nearby have a table ready? The former.
As a person with dietary restrictions, going to a new place requires upfront planning.
That's very fair.
Like, Joe wanted to bring me to a place once that he absolutely loves. Because he wanted to share this experience with me.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool, yeah, I'll go. We showed up. There was nothing I could eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, actual, literal nothing I could eat. We have never made that mistake.
Four waiters, and one of them was the front of house supervisor.
Yep. Oh, God.
I think that the key in here is the somewhere fancier than Olive Garden.
Okay.
If I'm just going to grab lunch, like we just need to fuel our bodies, and it's roughly noonish, then whatever, we'll stop wherever the fuck.
Mm.
But if this is going to be like a dinner, then I want to know what I'm getting into.
Also, you want to know if you need a reservation. You want to know if you are... Yeah, if there's a fucking dress code.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah. The thing is, I've gotten into a place where when I want to go on a date with somebody, I'm usually looking out for places to take them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, I really want to take this person. Like you mentioned with Joe being like, I really want to take Jenna to this place.
Right. But
I'm like, oh, you know who would love this place?
Mm-hmm.
Rachel.
Mm.
I'm going to take Rachel to this place.
Right.
Yeah. And especially with partners that are like gluten-free or
Again,
vegetarian or whatever.
Got to be able to plan that shit out.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's just,
Yep.
All right. Question number 4, and or. Next month, will you be at Fringe and Fest?
Oh.
Or do you need to decide between Fringe or Fest?
I mean, Fringe happens at a different time than Fest.
Right. But let's say, you can only afford one.
I mean... I am planning on being at both for a certain amount of time for each. Honestly, less time for Fringe this year. But I will be doing both, so...
Yeah. I actually will be at Fringe. I hope you are too.
Do you know what I just found out on the Facebooks? Phoenix Theater is one of the venues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they are also one of the official Fringe after hours venues for Fridays and Saturdays.
Oh.
So, on Fridays and Saturdays, they're going to have just some cool low-key activities, but also...
And my show is the last show of the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Well, Fridays and Saturdays.
Yeah.
Right. One of those nights, it's the last show of the night.
Okay. Yeah. So, they're going to be doing... And I love this, because Point the First, that's where my show is. And Salsa is allowed to direct it, and Tom's allowed to write and produce it. No.
Nice. checks out.
No,
I've been on your podcast.
My show is in the show that I'm participating in, not that I fucking own it. Jesus Christ.
I don't think that was a slip of the tongue. That was like Freudian
That's
frock.
Where my show is as well. But also, I live less than a mile away from the Phoenix Theater.
Yeah.
And so I could just walk home from there. That is, it's a long stumble, but I could, in fact, stumble home drunk from there.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I liked living real close to the BLB. Yeah. Was the stumble home opportunity.
Oh, yep. I've got a 2-block walk from BLV.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Mm-hmm. All right. I definitely hope that the answer for most people is going to be and.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, Fringe is not usually my bag, but I have a show there, so yeah. I need to be.
I won't be fringing as intricately and heavily as I have in past, but I am looking forward to seeing a couple of shows.
Yeah.
There's at least one that friends have been working on pretty hard.
It's about an Irishman.
Yeah, that's the one.
Leprechauns 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Question number 5. Never or soon? Which do you find to be more frustrating advice in response to the beleaguered question, when will I get to blank again? A sardonic never or a vague soon?
When will I get to blank again?
Like, when will I get to go skydiving again? When will I get to go drinking again? When will I get to
go bowling again?
Is that a thing that people ask?
They may be like, especially new parents. Maybe it's a new parent thing. Of like, when am I going to get to have people over again?
Sure.
I mean, I asked that during the pandemic.
When am I going to get to leave things out on the counter again?
Oh, Jesus Christ! That's a long time. Maybe never.
I don't remember doing that. Okay, well, yeah, I'm switching my brain around a little bit.
Yeah, I'm also a little confused by the wording of this question, but
okay, if I were hypothetically in that situation, I think the most frustrating one would be never.
Even if it's sarcastic. Because
it feels kind of dismissive.
It does. I agree.
Yeah.
Where at least soon has like an edge of more playfulness to it, I feel.
And it's acknowledging that eventually it'll happen.
Right. Exactly.
Never is just like, well, fuck you then.
Yeah.
I agree.
But like, yeah, not having actually, not that I can think of anyway. I don't know.
Right. Closing thoughts. If nothing else, we can all agree that everyone puts on their shoes 1 foot at a time.
Oh, fuck.
Not.
Well, Salsa's going to learn how to do both.
I actually have fallen out of the pants both legs at a time thing.
Because it's goddamn ridiculous?
No, because I got older.
Oh.
When I was a little more spry and bendy, that's how I did it. But in past few years,
I've gotten older. And so I do my pants both legs at the same time because I start by sitting down. Depending on the shoes, like my slip-ons, I could absolutely do both at the same time.
I do the, so if I'm going to do, let's, for example, the left leg first, I do the thing where I hold the right side of the top of the pants and like put one hand on the wall and like dangle it down and slide the foot in and then reverse that.
I've had to do that. You're really just not built for pants, are you?
I don't like pants. I don't want to wear clothes.
Down with pants. Oh god, put them back on. I was trying to be supportive and now I regret doing that.
This he is definitely why, needs the support.
This is why I am never supportive to you people. Because whenever I do...
What do you mean, you people?
You know exactly what I mean, Salsa.
No, fuck.
She made me take my pants off, and then she made me put them back on.
I did not make you do shit.
I heard. On the podcast.
She was chanting podcast, it.
You all heard it. I was trying to be supportive.
I have had to put pants on both legs at the same time because I was getting dressed in somebody's camper van. And it is not designed for tall people getting dressed.
Mm.
And so I had to, like, set the pants sort of halfway on the bed and then...
You run and jump.
Do
and
the worm in reverse to, like, sneak into my own pants. And... Yeah.
Had it
and then
that
somebody
once.
Opened the door and you went, it's not what it looks like.
No, I was like, this is 100% exactly
what it looks like. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, go to aonpodcast.com, click on Submit a Fast Five, and fill out the form. Does anybody have any shout outs?
I do.
I have one, but I don't remember what it was.
Not that restaurant.
Yeah, I'm like,
While Jen is thinking.
I had a lovely time at Morrissey's yesterday.
Oh, there you
go. So, shout out to Morrissey's for being better than that other
Excellent. Shout out to Bard Shakes. What a fucking great time.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, that does sound like a good time.
Oh, that's
salsa!
I didn't realize you. Usually, you go on for a while, so I was expecting more exposition.
Did I catch you with your pants down?
No, you didn't, because Jenna made me put them back on.
I'm so mad right now. I'm so fucking pissed. God damn it! I hate everything.
Oh,
salsa. You fucking don't look at me. I hate you.
I'm going to give my shout out to my cast. The show that I'm directing, the Mech Scottish Play, which can be seen at the Minnesota Fringe Festival at the Phoenix Theater. It's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
You all, I'm not just saying that. We laugh a lot when we're trying to rehearse. I can think of one scene in specific where one of my actors was like, "Can we just do this one spot over and over again until it's not funny for me anymore? Because otherwise, I will laugh every time."
Shit,
and we just had to do that one thing over and over and over again until it finally became not funny. Because otherwise they were just laughing every time. And we're like, I can't not do it. We have to make this not funny anymore.
Yeah.
And it is. It's really, really good. The actors are... The script is really funny. The actors fill those roles in delightful ways. There are scenes that leave me just in stitches. It's real good.
Wonderful.
So. Does anybody have anything to plug? Oh, so I've got this show. It's called The McScottish Play. It's going to be at the Phoenix Theater.
You've got this show.
It's really funny.
He's got Jenna's show.
Yeah, there's
by the note.
By Tom. Yeah.
I got your show.
There's one scene that Jenna did something with.
Best goddamn scene.
Well, I'll tell you what. Listeners, it's been good. We'll be recording live at Salsa's funeral. And
in all seriousness, it is the second best scene in the whole play. There's one that tops it.
I don't believe you.
Well, you'll have to see it and find out.
I suppose.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
The only thing I have to plug is, I've got this play that I'm a part of at the Minnesota Fringe Festival. It's called the McScottish Play. It's at the Phoenix Theater, and also Salsa thinks he did something
really?
With
I've
it.
Got a show at the Phoenix Theater, too.
That's weird.
Yeah. I will, however, say that written and produced by Tom St., who was our guest last week, and was an absolute delight. It's really Tom's show.
Yeah, it very much is. James, what's your relation to this show?
I'm looking forward to seeing it. The thing that I have coming up in August, and I will provide a link to it, August and September, potentially October, if we have enough demand, is Murder on the Mississippi, This year it is a walking tour of Crosby Farms, where we will be investigating a murder while supposedly recording a podcast. So, and I play the engineer.
So you give them booze.
Right.
I want to. Yeah. I'm going to carry a flask. That's a tremendous idea.
They do know what an engineer does, right?
Well, so I will give you a link to put in the show notes.
Excellent.
For that. Yeah. Our July performance was canceled due to neck-deep water.
Yeah. The fucking flooding going on.
Yeah.
It's a record rain this year.
Wasn't it a record dryness last year?
Yes.
Like last year or 2 years ago, yeah.
Like the last 2 years have been drought.
Yep. And we've had record droughts followed by record floods.
But climate change isn't a thing.
Fuck. Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye bye, love you, bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this show. Thank you to Stefan for sending in the Fast Five.
Yay, senpai!
On behalf of myself and James and Jenna. Eat the fucking cake.
I want to blame you, and normally I do blame you, but I...
Just go ahead.
I'm pretty sure this is actually my fault.
Oh, shit.
We've got it on tape.